This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part four of a message we began on Monday from the Hebrews series. This series title is Jesus Is. Today's title, or this week's title, is The Blessing. Jesus is the blessing in your life. And that's what we talk about all this week, how we speak blessing upon our children and grandchildren. Today we talk specifically about Hebrews 11:27, that says, "By faith Moses left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible." Let that verse speak to you right now as we talk about it on part four of Cross Hope today. God bless you, and thanks for listening. I want to say this, that you need to see the invisible for your son or daughter if you're a parent. You need to see the invisible for a grandson or granddaughter. You need to see the invisible in your marriage. What does that mean? You see the spiritual. You see that there's spiritual warfare going on in your family, and it's not against flesh and blood, but it's against what Paul said, our principalities and powers in high places, which is phraseology we don't use. It means there's spiritual warfare in this world, and we're in the middle of it. We're in the middle of it. It involves your family. It involves your marriage. It involves this church. It involves this community. It involves this state. It involves this country. It involves this world. There is spiritual warfare going on. And we've got to be able to see the invisible. I really believe that's powerfully true. I quoted Dr. Steve Hooks recently. He tells about a person who was a hero in his life. All of us have heroes in the faith, people that we look up to. And Steve talks about a woman named Lois. He said, "My hero is a woman named Lois. As people are commonly measured, she achieved little and accumulated even less. She only went as far as the 10th grade in school. She worked most of her life as a clerk in a grocery store. When she died, her estate consisted of a small mobile home, some dishes, a photo album, and a 1957 Rambler." I can't even remember what a 1957 Rambler looks like. "Her entire life was spent putting other people first and doing the things nobody else wanted to do. She was without a doubt the best person I ever knew." What a tribute to a friend named Lois. He said she died of cancer, inoperable cancer, when he was early in the ministry. And he said, "For a while after her death, I even lost my will to keep on going on in the ministry." He said, "I considered dropping out altogether. But one of the coaches, quote unquote, of my fallen hero interrupted my self-pity one day with the most effective pep talk I ever received. He said, 'Steve, you know that your mother, Lois, took great joy in your work for the Lord. You know that your mother, Lois, took great joy in your work for the Lord, and so she did. And so I kept on keeping on because of the faith of my mother, Lois.' My question I want to ask you, can anyone point to you and say you were their hero in the faith because you were a blessing to them and your faith impacted them in such a way when they thought about giving up and throwing in the towel, they said, 'I'm not,' because of him or because of her?"
Well, that's a thought-provoking question. Is there someone on the planet that would point to you and say you're their hero in the faith? That's quite a tribute to somebody. Would somebody look up to you in such a way that you've been such an example of a believer, such an example of a man or woman of faith that they look to you as their spiritual hero? We're going to conclude this message tomorrow on Cross Hope with a powerful story. I hope you'll listen. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Thank you for listening each day to a program we call Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.